Good Friday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I'm driving this afternoon, heading home for the afternoon, weekend, whatever you want to say, and speaking in eastern Indiana today with a big group of farmers, and I can tell you the mood's pretty good right now, but certainly people are a little bit nervous. People want to know what's going to happen, what direction are we going, are we going to stop the bleeding in some of these markets? Et cetera, et cetera. So I did want to take a little bit to talk about the report today. It doesn't take very long. It was kind of a nothing burger. USDA did increase exports of wheat by 25 million bushels, lowered ending stocks 25 million, increased corn exports 25, lowered ending stocks 25 million. Beans were unchanged. In cotton, they made an adjustment to the yield lower. Made a few tweaks in the demand side, and ending stocks went from 3.2 to 3.1 million bales. So it was a non-event. And the December report typically is a non-event. In January, we'll get the final production numbers for the spring crops. So that'll be a bigger one. We were also looking to see what USDA's take would be on South American crops. The bulls are disappointed, but not unexpectedly, that USDA didn't make any drastic changes. CONAB yesterday didn't make any drastic changes. USDA did cut the production number in Brazilian beans by 2 million tons, still at a record 161. I do think and agree with several takes that to get to that number, you're going to have to see good weather from here on. And some of the forecasts have kind of been failing lately. We've been talking about 2 weeks down the road, more rain coming, and that was 4 weeks ago. And so still 2 weeks down the road, we're expecting a pattern change. And if these, you know, keep getting pushed back or doesn't happen, certainly you would expect that we could take a chunk off the top of the crop down there. Now that said, Brazil, Argentina were forecasted to grow 211 million tons of beans this year, which would easily be a new record by 26 million tons. So, you know, you could still take 25 million tons off the Brazilian crop, have a decent crop in Argentina, and still be looking at potentially a record crop down there. So that's why this market in soybeans, even though we've stopped the downside, it's just hard to get this thing to up and going. Now, we'll look at Sunday night's forecast, see if it changes. And if it does, then, you know, we're kind of in a weather market right now. It's kind of like June in the U.S. So while the bean crop isn't necessarily made yet, boy, you got to have a little bit of water at some point to keep it alive. So that's where we're at in the Mato Grosso crop. But besides that, the report, nothing really to talk about there. Now we go into the holidays. We start, of course, looking at South American weather, as I mentioned. We'll focus a little bit on the Chinese demand. We'll see if they continue to keep buying wheat. They bought a chunk of wheat again this morning. That's four out of the last 5 days. Although wheat did end its eight-day run of higher closes today. We did close a little bit lower at the end of the session here today. The big topics at the meetings, I've been telling people, if you need cash in the next 60 days, probably the soybean market is where you need to get it from. Corn, the focus is still on the carry in the corn market. We've still got 40-cent spread from December to July, and even with higher interest rates, that's still an ample carry there to be able to earn money. So I would encourage you to look at the bids on out into late spring, summer. I know you can't haul it all at the same time, so you know, be looking at maybe scattering deliveries out, but look at what you can earn there. Your bins are finally earning some value this year. They haven't earned anything the last three or so years. The other thing I've been urging people to be cautious of is just sitting on the grain and doing nothing. So certainly take advantage of the rallies when you get them, and I'll share charts here in the market report letters as we go forward. But I am concerned about basis levels at the end of the summer next year. If we're looking still at a 2 billion plus carry out next year in corn, and the carry is still in the market, most of your elevators are going to be full. And what happens if farmers start deciding in August, September that they got to unload bins? to get ready for harvest, you know, there might not be a whole lot of space. And so just kind of, you know, kind of be making a plan right now. You know, even if you don't price the corn today, certainly be making a plan for, you know, where you need to be pricing it, what periods, and then where you're going to get this stuff moved. And so, you know, in these carry markets, they can give you some, you can earn some money, but you also have to manage the market. So with that, I'm going to give you the rundown here as we head into the weekend. March corn ended up the night down 2.5 cents at 485.5. December 24 corn was down 0.75 cents at 512.5. January soybeans down 7.75 at 1304. November 24 beans down 4 at 1260.5. March Chicago wheat down 10.5 at 631.75. July Chicago wheat down 7.5 at 645.5. Kansas City March wheat down 6.5 at 661. The Kansas City July wheat down 0.75 cents at 669.75. March Minneapolis wheat down 7.75 at 729.5. Minneapolis September wheat down 9.25 at 753.25. March cotton down 115 today at 81.44. May cotton down 103 at 82.04. January rice down 4 points at 17.04. February live cattle did reverse today, up 320 at 165.72. January feeder cattle up 502.5 at 215.30. February hogs up $1.20 at 68.97. The U.S. dollar was up 0.5 point today. Crude oil up $1.90 a barrel at 71.24. Gold is down $29 an ounce at $2,001 an ounce. The Dow ended up the week up 114 points at 36,280. We did have a commitment to traders report today. Show that the funds pretty much went towards zero on everything. They were big buyers in corn, 45,000 contracts this last week. They bought wheat. They sold soybeans. They sold cattle. So they're kind of moving their positions towards zero in just about every market right now. And that's kind of been the trend lately. So we'll continue to watch that as we go forward. Monday morning, these export inspections reports are going to become pretty important. They have been already, but certainly I'm watching them pretty closely to see what, if this, well, especially last week's report, see if it's an aberration or whether that's going to follow through. Bean loadings last week really dropped off. Corn replaced them. Kind of curious to see what happens as we go forward. If the bean loadings continue to weak, USDA may still be a little bit high on its export estimate for this year. So something to keep an eye on as we turn to move into next week. So with that, we hope you have a great weekend, and I will look forward to visiting with you again very soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust.